I've seen death. I've seen my friends, my men being killed. And it doesn't take too many days of that, and you change dramatically.
We was hungry. We had no food. We didn't have much ammunition. It was cold. We didn't have any clothes. You couldn't build a fire. If you build a fire, some crazy thing would shoot at you.
Everywhere you would look, you would see dead people, you know, a dead soldier there, here, ours, theirs. Then civilians besides, dead animals. So death was all over.
You don't have a chance when your friends go down, you know, to really take care of them as you might. And especially if you're in an attack, moving or whatever, and I withstood it well, but I had a lot of trouble in later life because those events would come back, and you never forget them.
After holding the line at Bastogne, Easy Company was once again called on to help push the Germans back through the Bulge.
We were here this morning, and then we came this way.
All right, so right here's got to be the logging road coming into here.
Yes, sir.
Which means you get right there.
Hey, take it easy.
Stop crying, Malarker. I'll nail it to your head.
Good, it's made of wood.
Garnier, move him out. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Take a platoon. Let's go.
I was glad to be out of my foxhole and moving again, even if only to get warm. E Company was sent to clear the Bois Jacques, the woods near the town of Foy, in preparation for what we all knew would be the eventual assault on Foy itself.
Watch
During that 1,000-yard attack through the woods, we encountered sporadic German machine gun fire and had a couple of casualties. But for the most part, met little resistance. Hubler's run-in with the German officer on horseback was the most dramatic moment of the day.
Thank you.
Hubler had been talking about getting a Luger since Normandy. As we dug in, he went from foxhole to foxhole telling everyone just how he'd finally got one.
Down he goes, right out of the saddle, like a sack of potatoes. Outstanding accuracy on my part, if I do say so myself.
What you do?
Which I do. Hell, Shifty, I think maybe I could have even given you a run for your money, right?
No, I'm not a good shot. Now, Dad, he was an excellent shot. Excellent, I declare. He'd keep the wings off fly.
Hey, Lift, that German, what'd you think he was doing?
Probably a little recon. He must have figured nobody'd hear a horse.
I think he's just trying to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
What happened to the horse?
I don't know. Probably still running. Hope he's okay.
You dug in?
Yeah. Yeah, just thought I'd take a walk. Shoot the shit.
Oh, yeah, good shot, Hope. Just glad you're on our side.
Thanks, Lip.
Hey, Lip.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help. You got it, Shifty.
Hey, Lip.
Yes.
You
got a second? Yes,
sir. Give me a hand.
Where's Dyke?
He's around.
Could you be a little more specific there, Sergeant?
Not really, sir.
I haven't seen him all day. I didn't see him when we were coming through the woods, and I have to figure out how we ended up.
Two women.
Who?
Brown and Stevens.
God damn it. Now, where's Dyke? Where the hell is he? Where the hell does he ever go?
I don't know, but I wish he'd stay the hell there. It'd be nice if he took Lieutenant Shane with him, too.
Shut up, boys.
Shutting up, Sarge.
Okay, what the hell?
Patrol?
No, we would have heard.
One man, maybe a sniper.
There was no rifle.
What do you see, Shift?
Nobody out there.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus, it's who we shot!
Sniper?
No, he shot himself! Medic!
What happened?
Doc!
Is he all right?
Fucking way.
Is he all right?
He did what? What happened?
Just went off!
What are you doing with the loaded gun in your pants?
Shit, Doc, I wasn't touching or nothing!
Damn it, Doc.
You've been
talking
about a
loop.
I swear.
Medic! Where are you hit, Hoop? Hoop, where
are
you hit?
To my left!
Okay, hold on, Hoop. Hold on,
man. I don't look, Hoop. All right, this way. Don't worry about it. Come on,
Hoop. It's all right.
Hurts like a son.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
I think maybe I have bones.
Doc!
Don't worry about it.
You'll be all right, Hoop.
Warm him up. Warm him up.
You hear me?
Somebody keep him warm.
Son.
Keep him warm.
How's it looking, Doc?
Let me see it.
Huh?
Okay.
Listen to me, Hoop. It's okay.
You think it was a German leg, Hoop?
Hold on, Hoop. Put this across.
Wrap him up.
Hang in there, Hoop.
Come on.
Hey, look. That was a great shot, right?
Okay.
You're a great shot.
Come on, Hoop, you jump out of the plane. Ooh. Get tough, man. Come on. It's not that bad at all.
Stay
come
with
on.
Us, Hoop.
You all right?
Stay with us.
Ooh. Take it easy. It's all right. Don't worry.
You're all right.
Doc, what are we going to do?
How are we doing, Doc?
Okay, you're going to be fine.
I can't see a thing. We got to get back to an aid station.
All right. Hold on tight.
All right, let's get ready to move.
Take it easy. Hoop.
Stay there, Hoop.
Doc.
He was wearing so many clothes we couldn't tell how bad he was bleeding. By the time we got him to the aid station, he was already dead. The bullet cut the main artery in his leg, sir.
Oh, hell, Lib. Yeah, it wouldn't have made a difference if you had known. Cut that main artery in the leg, that's it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to go back and make sure the boys are all dug in, sir.
Lib? Where's Dyke?
You want to see him, sir?
No, I just would have expected to get this kind of news from him.
Well, I was there, sir. Huh. Figured it might as well be me.
Where's Dyke? I probably heard that question 1,000 times. I probably asked it a few times myself. There were long stretches where we didn't know where Lieutenant Dyke was. He'd disappear, go off on these walks for hours at a time. Wouldn't have been so bad if he was just one of the guys in the company. But Lieutenant Dyke was supposed to be leading the company. Captain Winters was a CO we could all respect. Moose Heiliger probably would have done a good job, but before we got a chance to find out, he was accidentally shot by a sentry. Then came Norman Dyke.
And I want tight security around the company CP, Lieutenant James. That understood?
All right.
Dyke wasn't a bad leader because he made bad decisions. He was a bad leader because he made no decisions.
Now, Battalion S3 is planning a move. So I will probably be called away regularly. Are there any questions?
Yeah. What's the formation you want us to go for?
At present, as per usual, but I'll clarify that with you at a later time, Lieutenant Compton.
Yes, sir.
All right, I gotta make a call.
Let's move it out.
Right.
Dyke was a favorite of somebody at Division. He'd been sent down to E Company to get some combat experience. Sometimes we got the feeling E Company was an annoyance to him. Something unpleasant he had to get through before he could continue his march up the ladder.
I'm telling you, boys, we're screwed.
If you ask me, I'm glad Lieutenant Dyke's never around.
Hey, you know what? We're doing all right. Even with Foxhole Norman.
Yeah, Don, we're doing all right. We're doing all right now. In case you ain't noticed, there's a little town down the hill over there, right? And in that town are these guys. And these guys are called Germans. And these Germans got tanks.
I know.
Yeah. And our side's gonna want to go into that town. Want to take one guess at who they're gonna want and go knocking on the goddamn door.
I know, Bill. All right? It's me you're talking to here.
Jesus Christ. We got to do all this with a CO who's got his head so far up his fucking ass that lump in his throat is his goddamn nose.
Hey, First Sergeant.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Lip.
Collar.
Hey, Sarge.
Hey, Lip.
Hey, Muck. What's the word?
Oh, you know. Sitting around freezing her ass off. Singing Dyke's praises.
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant Dyke. Well, I'll tell you. I wouldn't want to be a replacement officer coming in here. You're getting thrown in with a group of guys who've known each other for, what, 2 years? They've been in combat together since Normandy. He's supposed to just show up and lead them? How's a guy do that? How could anyone really hope to gain the respect of the toughest, most professional, most dedicated sons of bitches in the entire ETO? Huh? See, if you ask me, a guy'd have to march off to Berlin and come back with Hitler's mustache or something. Anyway, listen. You guys don't worry about Dyke. All right?
Yeah.
We all do our jobs. Everything will be fine.
See you, Sarge.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I don't know if I believed any of that, but as company first sergeant, it was my job. Not to protect Dyke, but to protect the integrity of the company.
You know what Dyke's problem is, don't you?
Mm.
He's just another one of those arrogant rich jerks from Yale.
Oh, God, not another one of those.
Division's not going to let me replace him just because I got a bad feeling about him. Even if they would, who'd I put in his place? Shams?
Do not ever talk when I'm talking, you got that?
Shams seen too many war movies, thinks he has to yell all the time.
Both you little crap heads did not listen to a word I said during that briefing, did you?
Or Peacock? God bless him, no one tries harder, but he's not cut out to take men into combat. I'm sure as hell not going to make him company CO, and I don't even want him as a platoon leader.
What about Compton?
He's the only real choice. Buck's a real combat leader, but you know, I want Easy Company to have at least one experienced platoon leader. Not that it matters anyway, because I can't get rid of Dyke.
Well, we all know who you'd like to have running Easy. Trouble is, it's not your job anymore, Dick. You gotta find somebody.
We all agreed Buck Compton would have been the best choice to run Easy if Winters had been able to get rid of Dyke. But to be honest, Buck wasn't the same soldier he'd been before he got shot in Holland. He was more serious somehow.
Yeah, a goddamn Luger in his pants.
Jesus.
Dear God. And don't you two do something stupid like that, all right?
Try not to, Buck.
I mean it. And you, Wild Bill. I've invested too much goddamn time shaping you into something useful. You do something crazy, get yourself knocked out of this thing.
I know. You'll kill me.
Even if you're dead, I'll still kill you. I'll see you guys later, all right? I'm going to check on the other guys.
Crazy Joe McCloskey. What? This guy used to hang at the front of Delancey's and just, you know, just stare at people.
Yeah, I know who Crazy Joe McCloskey is. The hell's that got to do with anything, babe?
Buck kind of reminds me of him now.
What?
No, ever since he got shot in Holland.
Wait. What are you saying, he's nuts? Because Crazy Joe McCloskey was fucking nuts, babe. That's why they called him Crazy Joe.
No, I'm not saying he's nuts. I'm just saying...
What? What are you saying?
Oh, forget it.
What?
Forget it. Oh, come on, you've seen him, Bill. He's all wound up like a spring.
Hey, he's fine. When getting shot, that got him. It was being in that hospital. I've been there, okay? It ain't pretty.
Yeah.
Besides, you saw, once he was up moving around, he was his old self again. I'm telling you, Buck Compton's fine.
I'm serious.
Sure thing, Buck. Nothing stupid. We got it, right? We got it.
All right. George?
Nothing stupid, Buck.
Yeah.
Don't do anything stupid. Who the hell is he talking to? A bunch of morons who volunteer to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Can you get any more stupid than that?
Probably not.
Right.
I swam across the Niagara once.
Yeah.
I swear. On a bat.
What, in a barrel?
No. God, I didn't go over the falls, George. I swam across the river.
I don't know.
10 miles up from the falls. I tell you, that current is damn strong.
Oh, yeah.
Must have carried me at least 2 miles downstream before I got across. But I got across. Now, personally, I didn't think it was all that stupid, but my mom, my sister Ruth, they gave me all kinds of hell.
Yeah, I bet, Mark.
So did Faye.
Ah, sweet Faye Tanner.
Shut it, George.
Well, they had a point. You're an idiot.
I heard about Hubler. Shame.
Yes, sir. It is.
Is that the Luger?
Yes, it is.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know yet.
Where are you from, Lifty? Where'd you grow up?
Huntington, West Virginia.
Huntington?
Yes, sir.
I don't know it. What kind of work did you do there?
My brother and I helped my mom run a boarding house.
And your father?
He was killed when I was 10, sir. Automobile accident.
That's sad. So, what made you decide to join the paratroopers?
I read an article about paratroopers in Life magazine. Talked about the training, how hard it was. Said if you want to make it as a paratrooper, you had to be the best. I wanted to fight with the best, sir.
You miss it?
Miss what?
Huntington.
Honestly, sir, I try not to think about it that much. Where are you from, sir?
Nixon, sir? Captain Nixon, sir.
What?
Good morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you. This came from division.
All right.
Morning.
Lou, eviction notice?
Not quite, but I think I got something that'll help you with your leadership problem.
Huh. Dice being transferred?
No, I can't help you with that. But division has decided to pluck one officer from each regiment that served in the heroic defense of Bastogne, send him back to the States on a 30-day furlough. Get him out banging the drum for the war bond drive, that kind of thing. Turns out I've been plucked.
Hey, that's fantastic, Lou. Good for you.
Thank you.
How in the world does your leaving help me?
It doesn't. I'm not going. I've already seen the States. I grew up there. That's why I came to Europe. I just wish they told me there was a war on. Anyway, the point is, this thing's wasted on me. But I'm sure we can find an officer somewhere in this battalion who could use a long trip home.
Congratulations, Lieutenant Peacock. I can't think of anybody who deserves this more.
Thanks.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Really glad that you're going home.
Yeah. Best news I've heard in weeks.
Yeah.
Hell of a guy.
Hell of a guy.
Thanks, guys. I mean, it really means a lot, you know?
Oh, all right. Get out of here.
Hip, hip, hooray.
If they come by here, y'all remember to smile for the camera. Got to keep the morale up for them folks back home.
Why?
Damned if I know. All right, Nix, what do they got waiting for us in Foy?
At least one company from the 10th Panzer Grenadiers dug in along here. They've also got at least 188, although we haven't been able to spot it yet.
How about armor?
As of last night, 3 Tigers.
Would you excuse me for a moment, sir?
Yeah.
How do I feel about being rescued by Patton?
Well, I feel pretty peachy about it if it wasn't for one thing. We didn't need to be fucking rescued by Patton. Got that?
Joe,
sir.
Excuse us for a moment.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry about what? Patton? I couldn't agree more. What are you doing here?
Want to head back to the line, sir.
Joe, you don't have to do that. Get yourself back to the aid station. Heal up.
I'd really like to head back with the fellas, sir.
All right. Then go.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Toy had been at the aid station for 3 days, and everybody was glad to have him back, especially Bill Garnier.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bill.
Good to see you, pal.
You too.
The hell you doing back here?
I had to make sure you were on top of things.
I'm on top of things. Tied me own boots once last week. All by myself. Hey, fellas, look who I found.
Hey, Joe Toy.
Hey, Rick,
back
how
for
are
more.
You? How are you, Joe?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Escaped from the aid station.
Where'd you get hit?
What's that?
It's web. Placement.
Really? Thought of some guy I've known for 2 years and I forgot his face.
Joe got hit in the arm. New Year's Eve gift from the Luftwaffe.
Jesus.
A lot of you guys been injured? It's called wounded, Peanut. Injured's when you fall out of a tree or something. Don't worry. There's enough crap flying around here, you're bound to get dinged sometime. Almost every single one of these guys been hit at least once. Except Raleigh, he's a two-timer. He landed on broken glass in Normandy and got peppered by a potato masher in Holland.
You'll find out, son.
A bull? He got a piece of exploding tank in Holland. And George Love's here. He's never been hit. You're one lucky bastard.
Takes one to know one, Skip.
Consider us blessed. Now, Lee got a skinny little guy. He got pinged to the neck in Holland. And right next to him, that other skinny little guy, that's Popeye. He got shot in his scrawny little butt in Normandy.
And Buck got shot in his rather large butt in Holland.
Yeah, kind of an easy company tradition, getting shot in the ass. Hey, even First Sergeant Lipton over there. He got a couple pieces of a tank shell burst in Carentan. One chunk in the face, another chunk almost took out his nuts.
That one was nuts, Sarge.
Doing fine, Bill. Nice of you to ask.
On the afternoon of January 3rd, most of E Company headed back to our old position in the woods overlooking Foy. A few men remained in the Boisjac attached to D Company to hold the main line of resistance.
Good luck, ladies.
Real nice knowing you.
Wouldn't drink too much if I were you.
Hey, be careful if he offers you a cigarette.
What are they talking about? If who offers us a cigarette?
Spears.
Who?
Lieutenant Spears.
Lieutenant Ronald Spears was one of the platoon leaders in D Company. He was already a legend.
Stories about Spears are probably all bullshit anyway.
What stories? What stories?
Well, supposedly Spears shot one of his own men for being drunk.
You're kidding. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And there's another one about him giving cigarettes to 20 German POWs before killing him.
He shot 20 POWs?
Well, actually, I heard it was more like 30.
Christensen.
Lieutenant Spears.
I got the name right, didn't I, Christensen?
Yes, sir.
What are you men doing out here?
We're watching the line, sir.
Keep up the good work. While you're at it, you might want to reinforce your cover.
Oh, well, actually, sir, Lieutenant Dykes are not even to bother. They're only going to be here one day.
Lieutenant Dykes said that, huh? Don't forget what I said. Carry on. Oh, anyone care for smoke? You?
Late in the afternoon on January 3rd, we returned to our old position in the woods overlooking Foy.
Ah! You gotta be fucking kidding me! Someone's gonna die. Someone's gonna fucking die! Gotta look at this shit! One of those first battalion fuckers took a dump in my foxhole!
Think they shit in everyone's foxhole, Joe. I don't think they wanted to spend much time above ground.
While we were in the Boisjac, the Germans had been shelling our old position. There were signs of tree bursts everywhere. That got our attention.
Lighten noise discipline. We're getting close.
Looking across the field at Foy, I could see enemy troops. I still couldn't see their artillery, but I knew it was down there.
Looks like the crowds have been pounding this area pretty big stuff. 88s. I'd say they got this whole stretch of the line targeted.
Well, they're not shelling now. Maybe they've got a new target.
No, they're just waiting.
For what?
For us to reoccupy the position.
Maybe we should fall back to a different location, dig in.
No, it's our job to hold the line here. We got pretty good foxholes. We just need to fortify the covers.
If they've got us targeted, maybe...
We hold the line here.
Sergeant Lipton's right. We're going to strengthen our covers, and we're going to hang in. We're not going to fall back. Right, Lieutenant? Right, Lieutenant?
Fine. You all take care of it. I got to go talk to regiment.
We better get moving.
Yeah.
Here you go, Bill.
Hey, thanks, Lip.
You got it. I'll get you some more branches.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That moment in that half-finished foxhole, all I could think about was the 4th of July when I was a kid. I loved to make my own firecrackers, cherry bombs, lady fingers. I loved to blow up dirt claws and pop bottles and the like. Looked forward to it all year long. What I saw that day was the most awesome and terrifying display of firepower I'd ever seen in my life. Of course, I wouldn't have been laughing if I'd known what happened to Joe Toy.
Maybe we should see if anybody's hit.
Malaw gets what they want. The crowds will try to draw us out in the open.
Stay in your foxholes! Stay in your foxholes! You okay? Can you walk? Come on, find the foxhole! Come on!
I'm gonna get up.
You hear that? Is that Joe? Yeah, I think that's Joe. Stay.
Stay down! Stay down! Stay down! Stay in your foxholes! Stay in your foxholes!
Help! Help! Anyone there?
Jesus. I ain't gonna get him. I ain't gonna get up.
Shit. Come on, Joe. Come on, buddy.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, pal.
You said you'd get back and stay for me.
You ain't going anywhere. You're all right.
I gotta get my helmet.
Forget it.
I gotta get my helmet.
Forget it, Joe. Anyone there?
Hang on!
Who's that?
Pep! Hey!
Hang
on, get me out of here, Lip!
Come on. I got you.
Come on, Joe, I got you. Come on, Joe.
Hang on.
You okay?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Ah, gee. Think I overdid it on a cover for my foxhole.
Incoming!
Second barrage, I wasn't laughing anymore.
Here. I'm gonna go for help.
What the fuck?
Lip, where the fuck's he going?
I don't know. Listen, get battalion on the line. Tell him to notify BAS.
Battalion's up, Lip.
Trying to come through. You okay, one lung?
Sergeant!
How you doing, Popeye?
100% ready to cue Jomas, Lip.
Doc, what can I do? Hold this.
You gotta smoke. Jesus. What's the guy got to do to get killed around here?
Bill, you're going first.
Whatever you say, Doc. Whatever you say.
Over here. Take this man.
Hey, Lip. Ain't got old guy in here at a time.
We got you, soldier. Just lie back.
So.
Take it easy.
Hey, Joe, I told you I'd beat you back to the States.
Hey, Lip. How's Buck?
Luz, how's Buck?
He's fine.
You sure?
Yes, he's fine. You should probably go talk to him, though, huh?
All right.
Some say Buck changed after he was shot in Holland. Maybe. But I know something happened to him when he saw Toy and Garnier on the ground. On the report, it said Compton was being taken off the line because of a bad case of trench foot. Didn't say anything about him losing his friends. Buck was a great combat leader. He was wounded in Normandy, and again in Holland. He received the Silver Star for his part in taking out those German guns on D-Day. He took everything the Krauts could throw at him time and again.
Lieutenant Compton?
UCLA did not make the world's boldest winner, probably because you weren't there. I'm sure you're teaching all of your young soldiers the joy you have of the sport. Gosh, how we all know what an exciting young man you are, and how your heart and love.
I guess he just couldn't take seeing his friends Toy and Garnier all torn up like that. No one ever thought he'd lessen them for it.
Hey, Bull.
With Buck off the line, there was no longer any possible alternative to Dyke.
That way a little while ago.
At least none we could see.
Thanks. Hey, Muck. Muck.
Yes, Sergeant.
I'm looking for Lieutenant Dyke.
You were stuck with Dyke.
Peggy's over there.
And he was off taking a walk.
Sure thing.
Lightning 6 kidnapped. Yes, sir. We've cleared all the green area between,
We'd cleared the woods east of Foy. So a few days later, E Company and the rest of the 506 cleared the woods west of Foy. There was little resistance.
We have KIA 13.
You fellas know I got no reason to bullshit you, right?
Right.
I mean, okay, I'm not gonna bullshit you. This is what I saw. It's so unbelievable, you might not believe me. So you know who comes running up to Lipton. He's got no helmet, no gear, no nothing.
First Sergeant Lipton, you organize things here, and I'm going to go for help. I need to go polish my oak leaf clusters.
Hey, Luz.
Sweet asshole.
That's really good.
That's okay.
Fellas. Good night, all.
Yeah, see you, Luz. See you, Malark.
What can I do for you, Sarge?
Two things. First, great impression of Dyke.
You think so? I thought it was a little off.
Nah, you got it pretty good.
Huh?
Second, don't do it anymore. Especially the part about what he said to me. Doesn't do anybody any good, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Wise ass.
You can smoke.
I don't.
The shell that hit the foxhole Luz and I were in was a dud. The one that hit Muck and Pinkala's foxhole wasn't. That's just the way it was. Muck and Pinkala were good men. Their death hit Malarkey the hardest. Malarkey's best friends in the company had been Compton, Muck, and Pinkala. In less than a week, he'd seen two of them die.
What's the word?
Well, the men on the line are okay. Bird's just been resupplied. We're in good shape.
Okay, we'll just hunker down. We might get some relief soon.
Uh-huh.
Okay? All right. All right.
Later that day, we were back in our old position overlooking Foy. We were all worried about Malarkey.
Hey, Malark. Hey, didn't I hear you say you wanted to, bring a Luger home for your kid brother?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give him that?
It's Hoops, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna get rid of it, but I don't know. Listen, Captain Winters was wondering if you wanted to go back to battalion and, work as his runner for a few days.
Tell him thanks, I'm gonna stay here.
Well, look. Why don't you at least come back for an hour or so? Say goodbye to Buck. I'm sure it'll mean a lot to him.
Hi.
You be careful with that.
Getting even 50 yards back from the line just for an hour or two could make a big difference in a soldier's state of mind. The morning after the shelling that killed Muck and Pankala, I saw a soldier try to dig a foxhole with his bare hands.
Private.
He didn't notice that he'd torn off all his fingernails.
Private.
I got him out of there quickly. Not for his sake, but for ours. Fear is poison in combat. Something we all felt, but you just didn't show it. You can't. It's destructive, and it's contagious.
Told you I'd get this done.
Buck was never the same after seeing Toy and Garnier get hit that day. I guess he just needed some time away from it all. The barrages on January 3rd and the shelling on January 9th marked the low point in the war for many of the men in E Company. Even then, very few actually broke. But I knew the terror of those shellings and the unrelenting pressure we've been under since we got to Bastogne could take their toll in other ways. I was afraid the men would lose focus, suffer a drop in morale, and that was dangerous, especially in combat. More of which lay in store for us.
Perconte.
We cleared the woods east and west of Foy. Now it was time for the inevitable assault on Foy itself. Frankly, I was dreading it. I always knew the E Company men who trained at Decoe wouldn't get through the war unscathed, but now I was beginning to wonder if any of us were going to make it through at all. E Company would lead the attack. The problem was, at least in my estimation, E Company still did not have a leader. The night before the attack, I did something as first sergeant I would never have imagined myself doing.
Oh.
Lip. Didn't figure you for a smoking man.
Neither did I.
D Company Lieutenant Spears, patrol order. So?
We've been watching Foy all day, sir. Not much activity.
Want a coffee?
No, thank you, sir.
How's Easy's status?
The men are good, sir. They're prepared. I'm going to be leading 2nd Platoon tomorrow. They're probably the weakest after losing Toy and Garnier and Muck and Pankala. But all in all, I have every confidence in the men, sir.
Good.
But on the other hand, I have no confidence in our CO, sir. Lieutenant Dyke is an empty uniform, Captain. He's just... he's not there, sir.
Well, he's going to be there tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I understand he will be there physically. But tomorrow's going to be the real deal. And he's going to have to lead those men. He's going to have to make decisions, sir, and I got to tell you, sir, I think he's going to get a lot of Easy Company men killed.
Thank you, Sergeant. That'll be all.
Yes, sir. I said what I had to say. There was nothing Winters could do. He couldn't very well remove a company CO, especially a well-connected one, because of the misgivings of a company first sergeant.
You've got about an eighth of a mile of open field to cross before we get down here in a foy. There's very little cover, so you got to move quickly.
I've set up 2 sections of light machine guns at either end here. They'll give you covering fire. 3rd Battalion will come in from the east, led by I Company. That should cause distraction. D Company will be in reserve, but we shouldn't need them. The point is, you got to move in there fast. Get in there before they can bring their mortars and artillery down on you. Clear?
Clear.
I'm relying on you. Get it done.
Okay, Foley.
Foley! You take your men!
You take your men on a flanking mission around the village and attack it from the rear!
Mike, we cannot stay here! Do you understand?
Our platoon to go around and attack the village by itself?
We will provide suppressing fire!
We're gonna be kind of alone out there, Lieutenant!
We will provide suppressing fire!
I'm only to Captain Winter, sir.
Okay, here it is. We're going to flanking run around the back of the village, and we attack from the rear.
Ramirez, two guys, take them, go! Find some cover behind this table.
Go! Shit! Jesus Christ.
Find cover!
Your attachment to Easy Company, but you...
Spears, get yourself over here! Get out there and relieve Dyke and take that attack on in! Go, soldier!
One, fall back, two, explode!
Come on, Webb! Let's go, kid!
Hang on, Furco!
Fire! I'm taking over. Precision, listen! What
do we got? Sir, most of the company is spread out here. First platoon tried an end around, but they're stretched out. They're pinned down by a sniper. I believe he's in the building with the caved in roof.
All right, I want mortars and grenade launchers on that building till it's gone. When it's gone, I want first to go straight in. Forget going around. Everybody else follow me.
Yes, sir.
Didn't shoot at it. I think they couldn't quite believe what they were seeing. But that wasn't the really astounding thing. The astounding thing was that after he hooked up with I Company, he came back.
Oh!
took over 100 German prisoners. After that, it was mostly clean.
Let's go! Move it! Move it! Take them down to the barn!
Sit down!
Sniper! Take cover! Take cover! Come on! Come on!
Can't see him. Second floor, building on the right. Don't miss, Shifty.
Matt!
Mellet, Heron, Sawasco, and Ken Webb were killed by a sniper. There would have been more if it hadn't been for Shifty Powers.
Bad, Braconzi?
Beautiful wound, Lip. Shot me right through my ass.
You hang tough.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah.
Is it true about Dyke?
Yeah.
Thank God for small mercies, huh?
Yeah.
We'd been looking down at the town of Foy for the better part of a month, knowing that's where we had to go. It was a great relief to have done it. I guess a lot of the men thought once we'd taken Foy, they'd get us off the line, ship us back to Mormelon for a breather. But that wasn't to be. 2 days later, we took Noville, and after that, Rochon. We spent our night in Rechamps in a convent. It was the first time we'd spent a night indoors in a month. The sisters there brought in their choir to sing for us. It was heaven. The mood of the men was relaxed. We were finally being relieved and would soon be in Mormelon. Of course, in the morning we found out Mormelon would have to wait. Hitler had launched a counteroffensive in Alsace, and we were bound for the town of Hagenau to help hold the line. But at least for that night, we didn't know it yet. That night, we were okay. I spent part of that night trying to come up with a roster for the company to see who we had left. We'd come into Belgium with 121 men and officers plus 24 replacements. That's 145 total. We were going out with 63. Garnier was badly wounded and Hubler died accidentally. Joe Toy had lost his leg. Among the dead were Heron, Mellet, Sawasco, Kenneth Webb, Harold Webb, Alex Pankala, and Skip Muck. Our month in Belgium cost us one good officer, Buck Compton, and one bad one, Norman Dyke. But we gained a good one in the end. So I guess we came out ahead.
What is it?
Nothing.
Well, I better get back to battalion before they disappear. You want to ask me, don't you?
Ask you what, sir?
You want to know if they're true or not, the stories about me. You ever notice with stories like that, everyone says they heard it from someone who was there. And then when you ask that person, they say they heard it from someone who was there. It's nothing new, really. I bet if you went back 2,000 years, you'd hear a couple of centurions standing around and yakking about how Tertius lopped off the heads of some Carthaginian prisoners.
Well, maybe they kept talking about it because they never heard Tertius deny it.
Well, maybe that's because Tertius knew there was some value to the men thinking he was the meanest, toughest son of a bitch in the whole Roman Legion.
Sure. These men aren't really concerned about the stories.
They're just glad to have you as our CEO. They're happy to have a good leader again. Well, from what I've heard, they've always had one. I've been told there's always been one man they could count on. Let him into the Bois Jacques, held him together when they had the crap shelled out of him in the woods. Every day kept his spirits up, kept the men focused, gave them direction. All the things a good combat leader does. You don't have any idea who I'm talking about, do you?
No, sir.
Hell, it was you for a sergeant. Ever since Winters made battalion, you've been the leader of Easy Company. Oh. And you're not going to be first sergeant much longer, first sergeant.
Sir?
Winters put in for a battlefield commission and Sink approved on your behalf. You should get the official nod in a few days. Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Crapping in our foxholes, you shitheads.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
Yeah. Enjoy the walk, boys.